right, let's do it. My name is Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Thanks for listening. It's much appreciated. You know, this is the Monday show, so this one goes out to all the normal podcast platforms like Stitcher and iTunes and Google Play, all the heavy hitters offer the Jeff K. Show. You know, it's there. And so you know, the Monday show goes out to those places. However, if you want to double your Jeff K., if you want to double dip on the Jeff K. Show, you can do that too, because there's a Thursday show, a super secret black market underground bonus episode that I release every Thursday as well. So, but the only way to get to gain access to that one is to go over to patreon.com/JeffK and sign up for a $4 a month contribution. And if you sign up for $4 or more, I always say or more. I wonder if ormore.com is available. Maybe I could do something with that. $4 or more, it'll unlock the audio. The Thursday show will be yours. So also the ones that are already recorded, you'll have access to those as well. All the future shows and all the past shows. Also on that Thursday show, I unveil, you know, what I consider to be the whistle dick of the week. So there's, you know, sometimes that causes me to launch into a rant. Other times I'm fairly calm about it, but it's stuff that's annoying me. You know, whistle dicks out there, out and about, you know, milling about in the world. So the Thursday show, if you want to hear the whistle dick of the week, you gotta go Thursday. So again, that's at patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 patronage. Is that what it is? $4 is what they call it. It's a donation. It's a monthly donation. It comes straight out of your bank account. $4. I mean, please. Nobody would even notice that. I mean, you know, it'll help me a great deal. You know, if everybody ships in $4, it'll help me a great deal. I really appreciate the consideration on that. So, and I want to thank you. So I record a second, you know, we record the second episode every week. So that's for you guys. Much appreciated. Today I was going to talk to you about a couple of things. First of all, yesterday something happened that was the rarest of occurrences. This is something that never happens. For about an hour and a half, I was the only person home. There was nobody else home. It was just me in the house by myself. And you don't know how rare that is. I mean, this almost never happens. There's four of us that live here. However, it feels like 25 people live here, you know. It's a normal-sized house. I don't know, 2,000 square feet, maybe, somewhere in that neighborhood. So, you know, it's not a small house, but I don't know. There just seems to be an inordinate amount of activity for most of the clock. You know, the clock is filled. The 24-hour clock is filled with activity. Maybe between the hours of, say, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., possibly. Maybe that 3-hour little window, there's the house. But the other 21 hours of the day, no. There's people walking up and down hallways, you know, in and out of rooms, you know, passing through halls and opening cabinet doors, closing cabinet doors, rooting through the refrigerator, you know, yelling, you know, when's dinner, you know, that, and there's TVs blasting, music cranked up, you know, Led Zeppelin, the White Stripes, whatnot, you know. I mean, it is amazing to me. I mean, and I just sit in the middle of this storm, in the eye of the storm, and try to maintain. You know, that's my role, I think, at this point, is just try to maintain. So yesterday, the older boy was, he was working, and then Tony took the younger boy to get his passport updated. And then they went to, I think they went to lunch. And so they were gone for about an hour and a half. And then, so I was here by myself. And how did I use that time? That's right. I sat and watched Red's highlights from the day before. On my ass. I just sat in a chair. Just sunk down in a chair. Just watching clips from yesterday's Reds game on my tablet. So I didn't use it very well. Yeah, I feel a little guilty about that. I could have got some things done, but well, whatever. So anyway, I wanted to mention that. But the other thing is the passport. The passport, for some reason, Tony got it into her head that she wanted all our passports up to date. I mean, that's an important thing, I guess. But she became fairly fixated on this. So she started out. Let me back up. About 10 years ago, we all had passports because we went to England. You know, I was unemployed. So, you know, what do you do when you're unemployed? That's right, European vacation. At least that's what we did. So I didn't have a job. We went to England. So anyway, we had our passports. That was about 10 years ago. The boys were young, so their passports were only good for about five. No, not about 5 years. They were only good for 5 years. So theirs were expired. And mine and Tony's were also almost expired because adults are good for 10 years. So we're coming up on all four of us having expired passports. So she decided she was going to start chipping away at this thing, getting them all up to date. So she did hers first. And then she had me do mine. We went over to AAA to get the photo, and there was some woman in there that was like running a tight ship. You know, she took this shit seriously, like she was, you know, in charge of the Pentagon or something, you know. So she was like yelling at me, you know, you can't smile, you're not allowed to smile whatsoever. You can't even hint, you can't even think about smiling. Also, hold your chin up. You got to hold your chin up. Put your chin down. You know, just, I mean, she was like, it was like some kind of military situation. So she was barking orders at me. She snaps this photo. I look like some kind of a bloated corpse that they fished out of the Susquehanna River. I was like all pasty looking, like fat, shiny. Oh, God. I said, no way. I started howling in protest, you know. I said, there's no way. We got to do a do-over on that. And she goes, nope, no do-overs. So, I mean, I don't know. What is going on? You know, why are we allowing these, you know, picture takers to dictate policy to us? I don't know. But, you know, she said there was no, she told me there were no do-overs, so I accepted it. I said, all right, well, I guess that's the rules, you know. They have rules. So, but I wasn't happy. And while we were driving home, I told Tony, I said, this will not stand. I'm not accepting this bloated corpse photo. I'm not living with this thing for 10 years. So we got to go somewhere else and have a picture taken. And she, of course, this triggered a mini argument. There are many, many, many arguments, over stuff like this, but I don't just get another one done. I mean, they don't cost that much, you know. So a couple weeks later, I went over to Sam's Club, and, you know, they were a lot cooler about it, and they were doing do-overs. I mean, we went through it a couple times. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a camera. There's only so much you can do, you know. It's not like it's, you know, animation or you know, they're not sending in Spielberg's people, you know, industrial light and magic, you know. It's just, you know, a representation of what's fat asses sitting in front of them. So, But it was a lot better than that other one where I looked like I was both dead and wearing a neck brace in that AAA photo. So looks mildly better. So I went with it. Took care of that problem to an extent. And then the older boy took care of his, and then Tony took the younger boy over there yesterday to have his done. So we're all, you know, fairly soon we'll have, all four of us will have, we'll have valid up-to-date passports again. I asked her just out of curiosity, how much these things cost? And she said, well, the passport itself is $110, but there's a origination fee of $35, an origination fee. Oh, that's ridiculous. That's just one of those revenue enhancement fees. You know, it's just a way for them to extract money out of every transaction. And then they use these lofty terms. Plus your origination fee of $35. Oh, an origination fee. Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying you got to pay that. I mean, you know. So anyway, so $145 a pop. So that's $580. Holy mackerel. Sweet sainted mother. Blue moon Odom. Anyway, that's a lot of money, you know? So anyway, we're up to date on that thing. Maybe this time I will go I'll have more than two stamps in there. Last time I went 10 years. And by the way, I had black, jet black hair in the previous one. And I think I put my occupation down as writer. Hilarious. I was unemployed. I didn't have a job, so I just put writer in there. I had jet black hair. Now I'm all sagged out. I got gray hair. I look like hell. Like life has just kicked the living shit out of me. So anyway, hopefully this time in the next 10 years, you know, if I make it, there'll be more than two stamps in there. This one had one stamp going into England and one stamp coming back from England. So that was the extent of my international travel while I had that previous passport. We did go into Canada a few times, and but I don't think you need, well, I know you didn't. You didn't need your passport back then. So Canada and England are, I guess that's it. I mean, those are the only places I've ever been outside the U.S. so far. Not because I don't want to go. It's just all about the dollar. That's right, dollar. So anyway, I'm hoping I can get more than two stamps out of this one. Speaking of Canada, whenever I think about that, we used to go up there. Tony's sister used to live up there. She doesn't anymore, but she used to, and we used to go up there and visit them every once in a while. And we were at some restaurant, and me and one of the boys, I think it was the older one, he had to go to the bathroom or something. I went with him. He was young. And we walked in there, and we're like punched in the face by some powerful stench. I mean, just an overwhelming, you know, rolling wave of funk come rushing out. So we walked into this horrible situation, and the younger boy, or no, the older, I don't know, one of them, it doesn't matter, one of whoever was with me is like, oh God, you know. And then we heard from one of the lock stalls, we heard this, I'm sorry. And I couldn't, for some reason, I thought that was hilarious. I had to leave the room and buckle over in laughter for about five solid minutes. But it was hilarious. I'm sorry. Anyway, so that's my memory of Canada. You know, that's, if you say Canada, that pops into my mind. So those are the only, I want to up it up. I want to go all over Europe. That's what I'd like to do. You know, over in, you know, maybe, France, all those UK countries I'd love to go to. So, we'll see, you know, it's all about the dollar. I don't know why I keep saying that, but that's, oh man, my stomach's growling. Haven't really, the only thing I've eaten today is a multivitamin. And those don't really, you know, stick to the ribs all that well. But I'll take care of that business as soon as I get finished here. I used to listen to this British talk radio show called The Clive Bull Show, which was really good back in the day. They have him locked down now. They make him talk about stuff that's in the news. But back in the early 2000s, he'd just talk about anything he wanted. I loved it, man. I listened to that show every day. It's out of London. Clive Bull is his name. People used to call in there, and, one of their favorite things to do is, look down their nose at Americans. That's one of their favorite pastimes in England and elsewhere, for that matter. And they used to always find great joy in some kind of statistic. It said something like 75% of Americans don't have passports, and they thought that was hilarious. I mean, they think that just illustrates how selfish and self-centered and lack of curiosity. Hold on a second, I gotta clear my throat. Man, oh man, I'm glad you guys couldn't hear that, because that was quite a ruckus. Anyway, they like to look down their nose at Americans for not having passports, or like 75%. I don't know what the number is, but it was a high number. So I don't think they really understand the situation over here. If you drive 300 miles out of London, you're probably in a different country. I don't know. Just roll with it. Just for illustration. God, I can't talk. What I'm saying, you drive 300 miles out of London, there's a very good chance you're in a different country. And you drive 300 miles from my house and you're in Maryland, probably at a Chick-fil-A, in Maryland. So it's a little bit of a different situation. You could spend your entire life traveling around the United States and not see it all. There's plenty of places in the U.S. that I haven't seen. In fact, we're going to go to the Grand Canyon in a few weeks when we're out in Las Vegas, which, as I mentioned, have a little bit of buyer's remorse on that trip. And we're going to do it because there's a bunch of money already sunk into it, but I feel like we should have done something a little bit different. But hey, we're going to make the best of it. It's basically going to be a lot of gluttonous eating on my part with some beer drinking. And, we're going to go to the pinball. Well, I'm going to go to the Pinball Hall of Fame. Tony says she's not real interested in that. There's like a neon light museum. It's out in the desert. They have all these old neon lights that were taken off of, casinos. And you can just they're out in the desert and they're all lit up. And you can just walk between them and stuff, take photos and stuff. Man, that sounds cool. Little quirky things like that. And then we're going to go to the Grand Canyon. And, as canyons go, I hear this one's pretty nice. I just thought of this. It's grand. That's what I'm hearing. That this is a grand canyon. So that'll be fun. So I've never been there. I'm super old and I've never been there. That's just there's a whole bunch of places I've never been to. And I travel. I'm not like these bumpkins that say, if it's not in Luzerne County, I don't need it. That's all I'm telling you. Oh man. So, I've been all over, but there's plenty of places I haven't been. So, I saw this, I was on some dodgy, sketchy website the other day where you can, do a search for some kind of a name, a boy name or a girl name, and it'll give you some kind of big graph about the popularity of that name throughout human history, or actually 1880 to now, I think is what it was. So you could see how the popularity has risen and fallen and all that stuff. Kind of interesting. I put in Jeff, and it appears that prior to 1940, somewhere in that neighborhood, there was nobody in the world named Jeff, according to this thing, or at least not enough to register on the graph. So that's pretty bizarre. It seems like a classic name. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased, but seems like that's a solid name that's been around since, you know, it's got to be going back into the 1800s, right? But anyway, according to this thing, there were no people named Jeff prior to 1940. And then right around the end of World War II, like 45, 46, it started to trend up. There was the Jeffs of the day were about ready to, take it to the next level. But then right when it started to take off, it just dipped right back down again. So I don't know what happened. I'd like to understand how something like that happens. How does a name become super popular, but it's starting to move and, trend. Starting to trend popular, and then suddenly just die off. Is this something to do with maybe like something on the radio? Was there a character on the radio? This is before TV. Maybe there was a radio character named Jeff, and people started naming him, and then when that went off the air, they just said to hell with that. So anyway, the Jeffs of the day, they couldn't take it to the next level. So the thing dipped right back down to nothing. After a quick flurry of Jeff activity in the late 40s. But then in the 50s, something happened, man. There was a run on Jeffs. That thing spiked up. You should see this thing. It went from nothing, went from worst to first. The thing was spiked out. And right around the time I was born, it was the number one boy name in America. So, my parents, they weren't really, they weren't trendsetters. They weren't going all trendy on it. Well, actually, I guess they were. I guess they couldn't have been any more trendy now that I think about it. Because they went with the most popular boy name of the year. They didn't go with like River or Pineapple or whatever, Soda. That's the one Costanza wanted those people to use. So they went with Jeff, and they told me also that if I had been a girl, they were going to go with Lisa. And Lisa, by the way, was the most popular girl name of that year. So they weren't, they weren't going out on any limbs in the baby naming department. So, but the thing spiked right around the time I was born and then just like dropped, it's like, that's fine. I mean, I don't care. I sort of don't like having some kind of old fashioned name. Like, I feel like at some point in the future, in the not too distant future, it's going to be something like Ezekiel. When somebody says Jeff, it'll sound like, Jebediah or something, some old-fashioned name, so I don't like that part of it. But the thing spiked way up and then just dropped off, man. That thing burned hot and it burned itself out. So by the time 1992 rolled around, we're back to no kids named Jeff. So it's kind of sad. We had our day, we had our moment in the sun, us Jeffs, but it's no more. There's nobody at the park saying, yelling at a pack of kids, Jeff, what? Don't do that. Jeff, oh my God. You don't hear that anymore. So that's kind of sad. I don't know, whatever. They can ram it. All these babies, the ones that are, what are the ones now? I don't know. Like Cinnamon and stuff like that. I don't know. Whatever. So that was interesting. And also, this is very much like the whistle dick of the week. So maybe I should hold this till Thursday, but I'm going to go ahead and go with it now. Something I've noticed, speaking of trends, this really bugs the hell out of me. I don't like any kind of like corporate lingo. That really bugs me. Like, when you get finished with that, when you get that information, just like bubble that up to me, please. Yeah, thank you. But that kind of stuff, bubble it up. What the hell? What? All right. So I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't like any kind of like trendy. I don't like phrases that just pop up seemingly out of nowhere. And one of them that I'm hearing now, and I'm in northeastern Pennsylvania, so I mean, I we're maybe possibly a couple of years behind the times. I don't know. But this is something I just recently started hearing people say. With this legit, you know, they put the word legit in like every sentence. Oh man, these fries are legit. What the hell? What do you mean they're legit? Yeah, they're legitimately French fries. You're right about that. Or, man, I legit need a haircut. You know, I mean, what kind of phraseology? I think this is all driven off Facebook, by the way. That's my opinion. I'm not a fan of the Facebook. I don't like any of it. I go on there and every once in a while post something because I feel social pressure to participate at least somewhat, but I'm not in there having any conversations, I can tell you that much right now. I think it's driven by that. I don't know. I don't like legit. And if this were Thursday, I'd say, all you people using the word legit, just all willy-nilly in your sentences, you are the undisputed whistle dick of the week. Whoosh! You see, I can't afford to buy any kind of like stinger. Like, I think that's what they call them. I don't know. Well, you know, sound effects. So I just do it with my mouth. So it's the way we roll. So anyway, we're near the end of this thing. It's kind of erratic, a little crazy, a little all over the place, but it's not bad, I don't think. What do you think? I don't know. We'll see. You guys have a great day. If you want to double the Jeff K, head on over to patreon.com/JeffK. And there's where you can do it. You can gain access to the Thursday show there. So thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys again next time.